Grab a pair of strap-on steel toes. We are heading behind the scenes of an Ottawa manufacturing plant.
This is all shipping and receiving in here.
Label Innovation started in 1979, making labels for things like jam jars. But this is no longer your father's printing company.
We have two presses. One is called the Instaprep, and it is designed to run both printing jobs and converting jobs. And again, converting jobs are where you're making components for example, for medical devices that are part of medical devices.
Label Innovation is one of more than 600 manufacturing companies in eastern Ontario and West Quebec. It's a sector of Ottawa's economy that you don't hear much about. But last week, a handful of those companies, including Label Innovation, opened their doors for tours. So the CBC's Susan Burgess dropped by for a visit. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Kathleen.
So tell me about these tours.
Well, they were organized by the Ottawa Manufacturers Network for their annual Manufacturing Week. And given all the challenges facing manufacturers in Ontario these days, I thought it was a good opportunity to check in on one of the companies.
I guess so. So why did you choose Label Innovation?
There are a couple of reasons. First of all, this company started in 1979, so it's 30 years old this year. And I figured they must have been through a lot of ups and downs and big changes, and that would give them an interesting perspective on the current economic crisis. The second reason was a lot more pragmatic. A lot of the companies on the tour list produce high-tech things I'd never heard of, but labels, I thought I could get my head around that. So as it turned out, I was wrong to think it was simple, as you can tell from the clip we just heard. And I ended up learning a lot about the industry and about the creativity it takes to keep a manufacturing business afloat over such a long period.
So tell me a little bit about this company then.
Well, it was founded by a guy named Percy Randall, who also started Randall's Paints. And people might recognize that name since that company is also still around in Ottawa. In the early days, the company was called the Label Center. And they just made labels, things like stickers for food, shipping labels, bumper stickers. But the company has gone through a lot of changes, and in 1989, a guy named Clive Ozard bought the business. Today, Clive's son-in-law, Kelly Youngdale, is in charge of the company's day-to-day activities, and I asked him what they make at the plant now.
One example would be electrode products. If you've ever had any ECG heart monitoring done, the component that they would apply to your skin that they would then attach wire electrodes to for monitoring, we would manufacture that part that would adhere to your skin. We've uncovered opportunities in Toronto and New York City that would involve us manufacturing adhesive brassieres, nipple patches, adhesive products for fashion closure, such as a tape piece that would be used to hold a blouse closed, things like that. So it's a new market that we've not really explored before, but can be done well. And our R&D arm is quite heavily involved in trying to find products that are well suited to that, that might be reusable, that might be washable, things like that to, do it better than what exists today.
Got to say, that's quite a range of products that he listed
there.
It is. Adhesive bras and an R&D arm, obviously. Sounds like they've come a very long way from shipping labels.
Yes. Kelly says traditional labels are now just 20% of their business. And as you heard in that clip, they're now focusing on other things that use adhesive, so sticky things for use in other products. They've also configured their presses to make things like gaskets and small components for medical devices. And some of the printing they still do has gone high tech. They do some printing of secure documents with invisible inks, the kind you can only see with blacklight, for example.
I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, particularly those also in manufacturing, how they made the shift in their business.
Well, it's been happening over a period of years since Kelly joined the company in 1993, and it's about survival. Kelly told me an interesting story to illustrate why the company needed to diversify, and it involves a local high tech company they did business with.
Carell was a very good customer of ours, like I'm sure many other manufacturers and printers here in Ottawa. We had a real wake-up call when Carell Draw 5 used a diskette. Carell Draw 6 went to a CD and as a result didn't need any further labeling. So it was a real change in mindset for us on what are we going to do tomorrow as the high-tech community changes.
So the lesson here is that the key for survival for a business like this is developing new customers and new kinds of products.
Yes. It reminded me a lot of another company we heard about earlier this month, GH Metal Stamping. That company started out making basic mailboxes, but then they got into specialty mailboxes, like ones that are different sizes for countries outside Canada. They're looking for needs in the market that aren't being met and then figuring out how to meet them. And Label Innovation has been doing that, too. They've also been steering clear of areas of the market that are weak.
We do, in fact, nothing with the auto industry. In years past, we found it up and down a little bit, and as a result, tried to stay in more areas that would be less volatile to market activity. And as a result, medical has been an area of focus and has been, you know, quite good to us. In fact, even with all what's going on in the economy today, medical is still growing.
Interesting. So given the work that this company has done, Susan, to position itself, how worried is Kelly Youngdale about the recession?
Well, Kelly's answer to that was complicated. He says the recession is actually creating some opportunities because part of what they do now as a company is find ways to help other companies cut their costs.
Doing what? How do they do that?
Well, he gave me the example of a company that was making a tape dispenser, and the dispenser had a label on the spine, but the way this other company was applying those labels wasn't very efficient. So Label Innovation figured out a way to help them do it more cheaply, where they could use an automated process. And Kelly says lots of companies are looking to cut their costs, so it's really easy to get their attention right now if you have an idea to sell that will help them. That said, he's still not totally free of worry about the challenges ahead.
Well, we've never gone through anything like we're going through right now. You know, even Clive has not seen anything like we see today. You know, the upside is we're still growing, not at the rate that we've seen in the past, but we're still moving forward and continuing to grow. We want to be cautious, I think, like everybody else. Cash is king in days like today. I anticipate that we'll see a fairly robust latter 2009. You know, people will relax a little bit and open up the purse strings. I think cost reduction will be continuing to be a focus, and we have to play a part in that, as I think many other manufacturers will as well.
And Kathleen, it also seems that in times like these, manufacturers look to each other for ideas about how to weather the storm. And in fact, on the tour that I went on, there were only three other people there, and they were all from other manufacturing firms in Ottawa. Hmm. And one of them told me he'd go on a tour like this every day if he could manage it because of the opportunity to learn from other businesses. And he said these are the times when you learn how to become stronger.
Really interesting, Susan. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kathleen.
That's the CBC's Susan Burgess.